Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle has won.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Had a heap of questions sent in by you guys on my Instagram story the other day. I'm going to go through a lot of them over the next 24 or 48 hours. Probably just little bite-sized clips. Might answer a few if they are related in the same podcast. But one that I thought was really interesting. Now, obviously, Nathan Cleary is a guy that we talk about quite a bit on this podcast, being the best halfback in rugby league as it stands right now. He's obviously going to get a fair few mentions. And I thought that this was a really good question. Now, obviously, we've spoken about how he's in a spot where he could, you know, line up against some of the great halfbacks of all time at the end of his career because he's achieved so much in such a short amount of time. But there is still a long way to go, obviously, in his career. So he has got a lot more to achieve. He's still got to dominate the Origin Arena, as we've said on a number of occasions. So there is still plenty of water to go under this bridge. Yeah? And there is no denying that whatsoever. But it is interesting to think about where he sits right now of all time. And look, for me, I think that's near impossible to be able to work out when you consider, you know, the careers of other guys and that he's only played a couple of years and whatnot. It gets very, very tough. But I did have a question that was sent in to me that I did think was pretty interesting. And I thought this was probably a fair way to potentially discuss this. So the question came from Patty JB, and he says, if Cleary retired right now, where would he sit in halfback ranks since 2010? So when you have a look at the halfbacks that have been around since 2010, there has been a lot of really talented guys, obviously, so this is very, very tough. But I think it is a pretty fair question to ask. And when you think about all those guys since 2010, obviously 2010, Ben Hornby, he was the premiership winning halfback that year. The year after that was, of course, Dally Cherry-Evans, Cooper Cronk. He won it the year after that in 2012. 2013, Mitchell Pearce. He was the premiership-winning halfback. 2014 for the South Sydney Rabbitohs was Adam Reynolds. 2015 was, of course, Jonathan Thurston for the North Queensland Cowboys. 2016 went the way of the Chad Townsend. Then 2017, 18, 19, of course, all three of those went to Cooper Cronk. Obviously won the first one with the Melbourne Storm and then won the next two, obviously representing the Sydney Roosters. And then, of course, 2020, Jerome Hughes, he won that premiership at half. Back. And since then, all the premierships have been won, all two of them have been won by Nathan Cleary. So it is an interesting question when you consider since 2020, who are the guys that you would consider? Now, the other thing I just want to have a look at is the Dally M Halfback of the Year Awards. We can have a look at those since 2010 and just have a look at the guys and see who's dominated that and whatnot. So in 2010, our Dally M Halfback of the Year was Scotty Prince. 2011, 2012, 2013, Cooper Cronk, 3 years in a row. 2014 went the way of Dally Cherry-Evans. 2015, Jonathan Thurston. 2016, Cooper Cronk once again. Then 2017, the next few are a bit of a wild spray of players. 2017, Michael Morgan got it. 2018, Luke Brooks got it. 2019, Mitch Moses got it. And then the last 2 years, Nathan Cleary has got it. So when I have a look through premiership-winning halfbacks, what they've done in the Origin Arena as well, I think there is no denying whatsoever that since 2010, the two absolute standouts by far and away are Cooper Cronk and Jonathan Thurston. In my opinion, I would have Cooper Cronk there. You think about the things that he achieved from 2010 onwards. Pretty damn impressive. Four premierships since that time. Obviously, he got two Dally M Player of the Year awards. He won a Golden Boot as well. He also picked up a Clive Churchill medal. And when you have a look at Dally M Halfback of the Year, as we said, he won it on four of occasions since 2010. So 2011, 2012, 2013, and 2016. So for me, I think Cooper Cronk, by far and away, the best halfback in this category since 2010. I think Jonathan Thurston, he's probably next best. I would have him as the next one. I think when you consider what he achieved in the Origin arena as well, I would probably have him just one tier below Cooper Cronk, because at the end of the day, Thurston won the one premiership. Cronk won four in that time with two different teams, including three in a row, representing two different sides in that time. So I don't think you could possibly push back on it. Dally M Halfback of the Year only went to Thurston once during that period. I understand he played 5'8 during a lot of it as well, so you need to take that into consideration. When he was full-time playing halfback, he won three Dally M Halfback of the Year between 2005 and 2009. So obviously playing, moving him to 5'8 probably hurts that argument a little bit through the early 2010s. But I would definitely have him as number two in this category. You also need to consider that he did win Dally M 5'8 of the Year 2012, 2013, 2014. He did win the Golden Boot though on three occasions in this period, 2011, 2013, 2015, however you want to look at the Golden Boot Award. Also, he obviously won a Clive Churchill medal in 2015. Arguably a little bit of a controversial one. I thought he was in the top three players on that day. But if it would have gone to a Michael Morgan, for example, I wouldn't have been shocked. If it would have gone to a Anthony Milford, I also wouldn't have been shocked despite losing the game. But Jonathan Thurston, I would have him as a clear number two. I would still have Cooper Cronk at number one. You might want to move those guys around, but I just think the success that Cooper Cronk had across those four premierships, he also lost grand finals in that period too. So I couldn't really overlook Cooper Cronk as the number one since 2010, the number one halfback since 2010. Jonathan Thurston, he is a clear number two. In third place, it becomes interesting. I mean, the name that did pop up a few times there was DCE. He obviously won in 2011. He then lost in 2013, came home with a Clive Churchill medal, though. He's been pretty successful for the Queensland Maroons. He's coming up with a couple of big plays there. Dally M halfback once or twice throughout that period. Could I have him in front of Cleary, though, when I consider what Cleary has done? Obviously, he only started playing halfway through this period, but he's already won two premierships. He's already got a Clive, so he's got more premierships than what DCE has. He's got as many Clive Churchills, except he obviously won his game. He also lost a grand final in that period, so it's three grand finals he's been to. He's won Origin Series. Has he dominated Origin Series? No, he hasn't, and I would sort of argue that probably the moments that DCE's had in Origin, for example, this year's Origin Series, he really kicked New South Wales to death. I don't really look back at any of the Origin Series that Cleary has won and think, oh, that one was Nathan Cleary's series, or he was the dominant force why they won that series. Whereas DCE, I think you can make a fair argument that he was one of the forces why they did win this year's series. So it is a really interesting one to consider. For me personally, I would have Cleary as number three. I would have him after Cronk and Thurston. I just think that what he's done over the last couple of years, in a short amount of time, it stacks up so much. He's got a World Cup under his belt now, which I don't know how much we look into that realistically. If DCE maybe had the World Cup under his belt and he was the starting seven, maybe we're having a different conversation. But I just think what Cleary's done over the last few years, I would probably put him in third place behind Cronk and Thurston. The next two spots, I think I would have DCE in fourth place. I think that's where I would be sitting him. Another one to consider, and I know he's been up and down during this period and whatnot, but you've got to remember too, Sean Johnson, he obviously went to a grand final in 2011 when he really burst onto the scene. He's had some big moments for the Kiwis and whatnot as well. Hasn't won that premiership, which I understand. Hasn't got a heap of the Dally M medals and all that sort of stuff. But Golden Boot Award, I mean, his highs have been really good throughout this period, but his lows have been obviously pretty disappointing. But, you know, he's played that entire time, so he is someone to consider, playing, you know, 230-odd first-grade games in that period, two different sides and whatnot. But I don't think I could put DCE, Sean Johnson, even like your Chad Townsend's that won a comp, Adam Reynolds, he's been fantastic as well. He's obviously won a premiership, been to a heap of prelim finals, lost a grand final as well. So there are a heap of guys to discuss in that category. But for me, I think it's a pretty clear big three. And I'd be very surprised if anyone moves those three around in the order I had. I think it's pretty clear that I would have Cooper Cronk as the best halfback since 2010 based on all of his achievements and what he's done. Jonathan Thurston, despite him playing 5'8 at different periods, I think halfback, I mean, I can't really hear any arguments why he wouldn't be the second best halfback. Maybe you could push him to first, but I think you're probably leaning into a bit of bias there, to be honest with you. I think it's very hard to push back on Cooper Cronk not being the better halfback during that period. Definitely the more successful halfback, there's no doubting that. And I think that when he changed clubs and, you know, Origin 2014, the only player they lost was Cooper Cronk. That's the only series that they lose. Jonathan Thurston obviously played in that one, so that's going to play a role for me. And then number three, I think you have to go with Nathan Cleary. I understand that some people might put DCE there, but I don't know. I think you got to remember as well with Cleary, you know, he's now come second in the Dally M's twice as well. So consider that the first time he came second in the Dally M's, he lost to Jack White. And I think we can all agree we're not quite sure how Jack White won that award. I think we all thought Nathan Cleary was the best player that season. The year after that, he came second as well. And Tom Trbojevic just had one of the greatest seasons of all time. So I think on that front, he is a little bit unlucky. I think if you throw in a Dally M medal, which he could have won it in either of those years, realistically.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think all of a sudden, it's probably a landslide victory to Nathan Cleary over DCE. But even if you gave him two of those Dally M medals, I still probably couldn't put him on top of Thurston and Cronk simply because of what they achieved in the Origin Arena, and that is the biggest arena imaginable. So I couldn't put Cleary on top of either of those two for 2010 onwards. It's going to be interesting if we come back at this in 5 or 6 years and he has dominated Origin. He has won more premierships, potentially a Dally M, et cetera, et cetera. Then it's going to be an interesting conversation. But in answer to this question, where does Nathan Cleary rank in halfback since 2010? I would have him third overall in third place, Thurston in second, Cooper Cronk in first. Then after Nathan Cleary, I'm not quite sure which direction you want to go. You know, you got DCE who's been pretty successful. SJ who's had his highs. Adam Reynolds has been sensational. You've obviously got a heap of guys that have won premierships during that period. Your Chad Townsends, Benny Hornby's, these sort of guys. So plenty to talk about there. Ben Hunt's another one who's been very, very good in the halfback jersey, but probably not playing his absolute best position. Piercy, he obviously won a comp in 2013. Wasn't overly successful in the Origin Arena. Went to Newcastle and was good without being fantastic. Jerome Hughes is the one that's really burst on the scene, considering it's not his first choice position. What he's done there has been great as well. So a heap of guys to talk about once you get outside of that big three, and I think it's a bit of a lottery which order you want to put them in after that. But I think the three is pretty clear: Cooper Cronk, Jonathan Thurston, and then I would have Nathan Cleary sitting well and truly under those guys. I couldn't possibly move him up higher than that, but I definitely think he is above the other halfbacks that we've spoken about in that list, despite probably playing a lot less footy than all those guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast. Easier said, done.